no concern about playing on the road. You know, at this time of the year, you just have to be playing, period. And if we was playing at home on the road, we got to go out there and play our best game, because we can't have too many mistakes against a team that's been playing good football and a team that's all. I think this team has won 3 overtime games this year. They've been down a lot, and they always find a way to win games. So we knew we got to play our best football at this time of year.
There's some talk about coming out of Denver about the only way to get Gronk is to tackle him low, to stop him. I guess being a receiver, I guess, does that concern you at all, that other team might, the defense might be going for players' knees?
It's no concern, because everybody we play, I don't think nobody we played this year has tried to tackle Gronk up high. And if they did, he broke that tackle and made a lot of yards after the catch. But it's been like that since I've been here. Every team we play hit Gronk low, but he knows that every game he knows how to protect himself, and Tom pretty much protect him how he throws the ball.
And what about all this talk about Tom Brady being a baby of the trash, talk about Tom being a crybaby, the New York Daily News putting his head on a picture of a baby's body? Does that get under other people's skin here, or what do you think about that?
I don't think it gets under nobody's skin. I just think it motivates us to go out there and make more plays for our quarterback, and I don't think Tom's a crybaby. I think he's a winner.
Brandon, you seemed a little frustrated Saturday night after the game. What are your feelings, folks?
We won, man. I'm good. As long as we're winning, I'm great.
You were good?
I'm great.
How does the chain work where the faster you guys get open, the less probably pressure is on the offensive line?
We got there going fast, and Tom's getting the ball out of his hand pretty quick. It's hard for those guys to get in their pass rush.
Sure.
By the time they get to their pass rush and make their second move off their first move, the ball is gone, and a lot of guys get real frustrated about that. And we play at that tempo, and we getting these guys playing four plays as drives, 8 or 9 plays. We get those guys tired, and by the time we pass the 50, that pass rush is dead.
Can you sense when you get past that 50 and you run up a couple plays?
I can't sense it because I'm outside, sure. But I'm pretty sure our offensive line can sense it.
Brandon, even though you're an active participant, do you have any sense for the history of when these two quarterbacks play and what it means?
And I think it probably started when I was like in middle school or so, you know. So I done watched a lot of these games. I done been part of 2 of them, you know. Last year they came up here. This year we went down there, but he didn't play, so it's a little history, but it's not him versus Brady. It's us versus them, and the better team is going to win this week.
Brandon, you've seen how motivated Tom can be when there's stuff coming out from Denver that, suggesting he whines to officials and stuff like that. How motivated does, Tom doesn't talk about it, but how motivated does he get by stuff like that?
Right. You say he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't complain to us or bring it up in his locker room, but at the end of the day, we know Tom motivated by anything they say about him. But I think every quarterback is, if they're getting hit late or guys going at their legs, they're going to be whining too. So that's not whining, that's protecting yourself. So he's not a whiner, he's a winner, like I said.